Om Shanti.
So we'll be revising today's subject to Murli. This Murli is on complete renunciation. Baba is telling us, teaching us the course of renunciation, and this is the last chapter of this course, the seventh chapter, and that is complete renunciation. So Baba has told about different signs of a person who has renounced the world completely. So what are those signs of a complete renunciate? I would like to begin this with one great personality, Swami Ramatirtha. There's a very beautiful incident in his life. He was the second person from India, second sannyasin from India who had gone abroad. First was Swami Vivekananda in 1893. Second was Swami Ramatirtha, 1902, and third was Swami Yogananda. So these were the three people. And he was born in Punjab, and he was very good in mathematics, and so he had become professor of mathematics in Lahore Government College. He was married, he had children. He had a chance meeting with Swami Vivekananda, a very, very transient, very small meeting in 1897, and after that, after some time, he gave up the world and he became sannyasi. He gave up his wife, his children, his job, everything he gave up. He had no money, and yet he traveled around the world. First he went to Japan and from there to America, and then came back. Then he was giving public lectures, he had a huge audiences, but later on he withdrew even from public life and he went to Himalaya, and at the age of 32 he died in 1906. Whilst he was in Himalayas and doing tapasya, he did not want to interact with public. He stopped all public lecturing business. He wanted to be alone. There is a very good incident here. Whilst he was in Himalaya, he had his disciple whose name was Punchi. Punchi has written in his diary one thing, that one day his wife came to see him whilst he was in Himalayas. So this Punchi has written that, "I have seen my master Ramatirtha, Swami Ram, he is commonly known as. He has been lecturing in front of everybody and he is leading a life of a renunciate, of a life of a sannyasin. But the moment I informed him that your wife has come to see you, he was afraid. He said, 'No, tell her that I am not going to see her.'" So that Punchi said, "I thought you are a great renunciate, but you are a coward. You are afraid of your wife. You are lecturing in front of everybody. Why are you afraid of your wife? This is not real sannyasi. This is not real sannyas. This is not real renunciation. When for a sannyasin, every soul is equal. So you left your wife at a very young age. She is without money. She is so poor. She has so many problems. You have your children. You never thought of them. You never took care of them. And now when she came to meet you, suddenly you are afraid. What sort of sannyas? What sort of sannyas is this? What sort of renunciation is this?" And that moment, Swami Ramatirtha got a sudden ray of enlightenment, and he said, "Oh, I was going wrong. I was amiss. Call her. Let her touch my feet, and then in return I will touch her feet." And that happened, that his wife came, and his wife touched his feet, and he touched her feet. And because the Punchi wrote that and told Ramatirtha that she is such a poor woman. She never asked you for anything. She never begged you for anything. You gave her up. You renounced her. You left her in lurch, but she never asked you anything, and now she is coming for the first time and she only wants to have your darshan, and that also you are denying. Because see, here a great philosophy is there. A person has renounced everything, but he still has got some attachment to his wife, and that is why he is fearing her. That is why he doesn't want that she should come. She has traveled all the way from Punjab to see him, to Himalayas. And he doesn't want to see her. So, after that incident, when Ramatirth meets his wife and he had some talks, and he says that now I have become truly enlightened. This is the time I have reached to enlightenment. Now I don't have any fear. Now all my bondages are broken. Renunciation means complete freedom from all the bondages. Renunciation doesn't mean fear. Bondage means no fear. So that is the state of ultimate renunciation, where you don't see things, people as your enemies. You are not fighting with bondages, you are not against bondages, but you go beyond bondages. So this act of going beyond bondages is known as renunciation. Swami Ramatirth died at the age of 32. Many people say that he gave up his body in the holy water of Ganges. Some people say he died, but many say that no, he voluntarily gave up his body. A very short lifespan. So that is the idea of renunciation. In this Murli, today's Murli, Baba has told so many signs of renunciation. So many. About 32 signs. But I am not going to discuss all those 32 now, because we have less time. We will discuss this in evening class. We'll start from back, the end of Murli. The first sign of renunciation is dying alive. That is slogan. Dying alive to this world and to this sansar. Sanskar and sansar. Now, as I narrate all the signs, we can keep in front of our eyes, picture of Brahma Baba and look at his life. You will tally. You will see that all these signs are in him. If you look at him. First sign, dying alive. Dying alive means while you are in this body, when you are alive, but you behave as if you are dead. As if a corpse. Like a dead person. Unattached to this world. Recently there was a Murli. Baba used the word maza. There is no joy in this world nor in this body. This is real vairagya. This is real sannyas. This is real tyag. This is real renunciation. That you don't like to enjoy this world and this body. This body, all the worldly enjoyments, there are, people say that is normal, but they are actually perversions. Abnormal. All the bodily pleasures, lust is abnormal. All those romances are abnormal. All those sensual relationships are abnormal. All the sensual songs are abnormal. All the sensual music, abnormal. Perversion. We never thought in this manner. And that's why we are still attracted to that. We still want to have some, we still enjoy some romantic songs. But that is those songs, those musics, that atmosphere, those relationships, those pictures, those movies. Everything which is there and where there is a stress of sensuality is perversion. They are perverted happiness. Because compare this enjoyment with enjoyment of Satyug. Lakshmi Narayan never had such enjoyments. Rather, such a thing is not known there. And that we really are. So all these enjoyments are unreal. Perversion. Abnormal. And Baba is bringing us out of this abnormality. People down the ages have denounced, have talked against this sensual enjoyment. But nobody has said that everything is abnormal. This is for the first time when God entered on this planet. And He is telling that this lust and all the vices, these are all abnormal. This is not your nature, so give them up. Yesterday's Murli, there was a beautiful statement in Sakar Murli. Soul. Maya has cast its shadow on the soul. Now we think of soul. Soul is such a thing It is imperishable, indivisible. It is not burned by fire. It is not dried by air. And nothing, no weapon can pierce it. But Maya's shadow, Maya has cast its or her shadow on the soul. So soul, that image of that Maya's shadow is there on the soul. Nothing can burn soul, but lust burns the soul. Lust burns it, vices burn it, anger burns the soul. We say that soul is not burned by anything. We say that soul never dies, but soul dies. Atmaghat is possible by vices. So, first sign is dying alive. This world as if doesn't exist. This world is not for you. The pleasures, the enjoyments, the amusements, the cheap entertainments, the worthless and the useless entertainments of this world are not for you. This is the first sign. Second sign is about snake. Complete renunciate means for him, snakes are not poisonous enemies. Baba has talked about snakes, giving three examples, not in this Murli, but otherwise. First, snake, Shri Krishna is dancing on the snake. Second example, Shankar, he is wearing a snake. Third example, Vishnu, he is sitting on the snake. So these are three of your memorials in the path of devotion. First, Shri Krishna, he is dancing on the head. Those Kaliya, that snake, cobra, that doesn't disturb you or fight with you anymore. Rather, you are dancing on him. Second, Vishnu is sitting so nicely in that Anantasana. He is undisturbed, unperturbed by all those upheavals of waves. Third, Shankar. He is carrying that snake. That snake is not going to bite him. He is carrying it. That is as if his ornament. So he is wearing that snake. So you have to do tapasya. By your tapasya, by your tapasvi swarup, you become conqueror of the snake. So that is the second. Second is tapasya. Third point is bondages. You stay in this world, but you remain free from its bondages. You turn all the laukik into paralaukik and alaukik. That is the third point. Brahma Baba did that. He was not a sannyasi who gave up his wife or his children or everybody and went into the Himalayas and he became a tapasvi there. Not. He was in the world. Rather, the greatest householders are those who give up the world. They stay in the Himalaya, but they keep on thinking about their wives and their children. They create household, grihasthi there. So they are not real renunciates. Real renunciation is wherever you are, you renounce things mentally. That is the third. So like a lotus. Baba has given third example is of lotus. Lotus is untouched. Untouched by mud, untouched by everything. So stay in this world but remain untouched. Fourth example, we are starting from back. Okay. Fourth example is of bird. Yeah. So this bird, and this is a branch. Bird is flying up. It's no more attached to these branches because you know a soul, a bird, wherever it's usually, it's born in the nest. So it is more likely than not are attached to those birds are attached to their nest. And every time they feel, and gradually they have to give up attachment to that tree, that nest, those branches, those leaves, those fruits, those flowers. Why? Because the outside world, the outside sky is bigger than this tree. So, Baba has said, golden branches. My honor, my name, my fame, my center. These are all golden branches. You have given up the iron branches, but golden branches are there. And they catch hold of you. So, real renunciate means to become a free bird. Real renunciate means to become a lotus. Real renunciate means the one who has conquered all the snakes. Real renunciate means the one who is dying alive. So these are the things. Next, real renunciate means I am Master Almighty Authority. Baba has given example of sun. Sun destroys, dispels the darkness. Sun, what it does, removes all the rubbish. So in the similar manner, you cannot say that I alone cannot do anything. A small lamp dispels the darkness. So you can do that, and you must remember your Swaman, your self-respect. I am Master Almighty Authority. Next is Bhog. Baba said, use three words. Samarpan, offer, arpan. Samarpan, you offer yourself. You don't have to offer other things. You offer yourself only as a bhog. You surrender your own self. That is the real bhog Baba wants. That is the real renunciation. To have the feeling that I am into this yajna. I remember when I was here long back in 2003, and then I left from here for my studies. I had taken one Swaman whilst going from this place. 31st May 2005, I left from this place that I am yajna. This was throughout the time I stayed outside for studies, that I am the yajna. And I am into this yajna. So, anybody who will help me will not help me actually. That person will help that yajna only. So he is not going to, she or he, that persons are not going to help me. Whosoever will feed me, whosoever will give me any sustenance, they in fact will give sustenance to yajna. So I am that yajna. So I had gone with that very, very, very high and very, very elevated attitude or self-respect. And I stayed with that self-respect only. I am the yajna. And I am for the yajna. I am into yajna. I am by the yajna. By the yajna, for the yajna, into yajna, from the yajna. Everything in this yajna. So that... Yeah, that's the definition of freedom. So, it's something like that. I am for the yajna, I am by the yajna, I am through the yajna, I am for the yajna. Everything for this, and I am the yajna. I am this sacrificial fire. So, bhog. You offer yourself only. This is the greatest. No greater sacrifice will please him. This is the greatest of all the sacrifices. He doesn't see your money, he doesn't see your wealth, he doesn't see your facilities, he doesn't see what things, objects, things of this world. He doesn't see all these things. He sees what you offer. You offer yourself, and that is the greatest offering. So, bhog. Bird. Next is two more. Responsibility, and you become responsible and image of upliftment. These are for the two. Image of upliftment, and you become responsible. Responsible for all the successes of this yajna. For all the elevated tasks. You feel that you are responsible. It is my responsibility. Any thought down, any low thought, any inferiority complex, any depressed feeling in my heart is in turn going to affect the yajna. So I cannot have that. I cannot afford to that. So responsibility and image of upliftment. Then two more. Embodiment of virtues, Gunmurt and Holy Swans. These are the further two things which are, I think, discussed earlier also. Pick up virtues. And just like a swan. See, Baba is giving examples, somewhere animal, somewhere swan, somewhere snakes, somewhere bird, somewhere parrot. So many examples he has given in this Murli. So these are two. Then two more. You become, one is responsibility and this image of upliftment, bhog, and other one is your bird. And then you become great donor. You become great donor. Have always the thought of giving. And in that Baba has added Arjun. Arjun always means to become Arjun means to take initiative. To take initiative in everything. Actually, many times we fear to take initiative because if you take initiative, you have to give your extra time. You have to sacrifice your time of sleep. You have to attend so many phone calls. You have to unnecessarily get involved with many things. And when you don't take initiative, you don't have to do anything. But to take initiative is to become responsible. To take initiative is to become image of upliftment. To take initiative is to progress ahead. To take initiative is to claim your seat on the heart throne of Bab Dada. So that is why taking initiative. Next, Baba, again we'll come to the starting of the Murli. Here Baba has spoken about thoughts. Complete renunciate means how should be your thought? There should be two things in thoughts. First, while staying in the corporeal form, you be incorporeal. Means bodiless. One. Second, loving and detached. That is in the level of thought. Then at the level of speech, spiritual sweetness. And second, humility. These both constitute egolessness. So this is in speech. In actions, in karmas, five things. Actions Baba has linked with these physical senses. First, your forehead. Second, your mouth. Third, eyes. Fourth, your hand. And fifth, your feet. Through your forehead, you remind others of their original form. I was thinking how to do this. How this become possible? It can become possible only and only when you are situated in the soul conscious state. Then only you can give blessings through your forehead. Baba is talking of through five senses, give blessings. Is this not a very new thing? Through five senses, you give blessings. You become bestower of blessings. So first, through your forehead, if somebody sees my forehead, Manjuben, what he should see? He should get reminded of his original form, Swaswarup. His original form. Means our soul conscious state should be so strong. One. Second, eyes. What we have to give through the eyes? We have to signal them the way to their home. We have to signal them, show them their kingdom. Now, Baba said that they should feel that this is my real home and this is my kingdom. For that, I should feel that this is my real home. And I should feel that this is not my real home. And I should feel that I am a traveler here. And I should feel that I have nothing to do with this world. And I should feel that I am a guest here. And this is a guest house. And I am not attached to any human beings of this world. Your kingdom is not of this world. In Bible, Jesus Christ says to his disciples, people are terrorizing, people are behaving wrongly with them. And that's why he says, your kingdom doesn't belong to this world. Your kingdom belongs to that world. You are not for this world. You will get the reward in that world. So, reminding them of their home. For that, we must know that this is my real home. Second. Third, through your speech, what you will do? Through your words? Through your words, what you will do? Puruvin? You'd give them details of creator and creation. And enable them to belong to this highest clan. Enable them to become a Brahmin and then a deity. So this is what you have to do. Means, this is the service you do through your words. And then your hands, you turn them into easy yogi or karma yogis. And then your feet, there are two things in feet. In everything there are two things. Otherwise they will not become 32. So in feet, through your feet, what you do is you follow Father and then give them blessings that they become fortunate multi-million times. So that is these are the five things. Now Baba has said another group of five things. These are the five and then five more. There should not be any trace of vice in these five things. What are those five? Thought, speech, actions, your contacts, relationships and connections, sambandh and sampark. So first, thoughts. Baba has not given detail here. Second is words. Now words, what should be your language? Baba has said many children are very clever and they use very royal language. So how your words should be, that he already mentioned, but here he said in your speech there shouldn't be any trace not a trace of vice. That is speech. Third is actions. Third is actions. There shouldn't be any trace of vice in your actions. Fourth is your relationships and fifth is your connections. This is a topic for churning for everybody. How to make actions, how to make words, thoughts, connections and relationships free from a trace of vice. What is the definition of having a trace of vice in relationship? What is the definition of having a trace of vice in connections? What is the definition of having trace of vice in thoughts, in words, in deeds? So these are the five things here. Then Baba has talked about world benefaction. Complete renunciate means who is thinking about the entire world. He doesn't belong to any one country, one state, one language, one nation. No, he is risen above all of these things and he belongs to, his interests are international. So you become Vishwa Kalyankari, world benefactor. You become great donor, and there only Baba attached another word, become an Arjun. There is two more things. You become like that tree which gives practical and instant fruit, because by eating those instant fruit you become healthy, your mind becomes healthy. So that is one. And at the same time, when you are full, you become what Baba says, Ichha Matram Avidya. You don't have desires, worldly desires, laukik desires, worldly ambitions and all those stuff. So, first there are two things, thoughts, words and then action and karma. There are five things, and then again five things about the traces of vices, and then there is one more point which is remaining. Ekmat Ekras. All your wavelengths should be similar. All of you should belong to one family. Don't think that he doesn't belong to me. Everybody's weakness as if my weakness, and I have to work on that and I have to help others, cooperate others and give cooperation to others. So if you just look at this Murli, this is everywhere renunciation, 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 but it doesn't tell you anywhere to become, to give up your house, to give up people, to give up persons and to go away somewhere or to run away. There are two things. One is escape and one is renounce. People have always used this together. To renounce means to give up the world, to escape. But to escape doesn't mean renunciation. Palayanvad it is known as, escapism. That is not renunciation. Renunciation means you stay there and yet you are unattached. You stay there and yet you are intact. You stay there and still there are no bondages. You are going beyond bondages. You are staying unattached. Baba has given so many examples of birds, of animals, of objects, of things, just to bring forth his point. So, we have already discussed this Murli by so many different methods, but still there are so many. One thing which is missing is thinking about renunciation. What exactly is renunciation? This Murli is telling renounce this, renounce this, renounce this. But what is the worldly concept of renunciation? What Baba is telling? This contrast we want to go into great details. If we are real renunciates, do I have all of these things which are mentioned in this Murli? If not, what is missing? If I am attached, if I am bound somewhere, if I am attached to one person, if there is a fear in heart, if there is even a trace of vice, then I am not a renunciate. Baba has used the word personality of purity. So, lot of self-checking point in this Murli. So, read the Murli again, revise the Murli again, churn the Murli again. Go into the depth of Murli, try to understand each and every line, each and every word. Recently there was a Sakar Murli where Baba said each and every line is Mahavakya. These are not ordinary. Day before yesterday's Murli. So each and every line is Mahavakya, is a great saying. So we need to enter into the depth of each and every word, each and every line, each and every paragraph, each complete Murli. So that till the time it becomes a very part of our being. It starts running through our blood, in through our veins like blood. Okay? Om Shanti.